Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, and we are so grateful today to be back on our radio broadcast. We thank and praise God for today, and I thank and praise God for each one of you. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a hymn, and a prayer. And we're going to get ready to get started by the grace of God. I just want to give reverence, first of all, to the Lord, to the Father who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise God today. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I just thank God for today. We're going to have a quick song. Take just one second. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth, for strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen his desire upon my enemies. I have just read you Psalms 54 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearer, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father,
Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, just asking you now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, just asking you, Lord, if we've offended anyone, if we've hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble, Lord, we ask you now to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything, Father, anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you right now to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you today to create in us a clean heart, Father, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just come now just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to be before you today. Lord, we just thank you and praise you. We lift your name up today. We magnify your name, Lord. We love you today, Father. We don't know what else we have to do just to show ourselves worthy enough to call on your name, Lord. We just thank you right now. We bow down in awe before you, Lord. We just bow down, Lord, because we love you so much. Hallelujah. We just thank you right now, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to change the atmosphere on this radio broadcast on today. Change the atmosphere, Father, in the name of Jesus. Put a shifting, put a change in it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you now to bless everyone in our radio land and bless everyone on our radio broadcast on today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you now, Lord, to let the Holy Ghost take over and take control. I give my will up, Father. I ask to be decreased 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100% in the name of Jesus, and just take over, Lord, and take control on today, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you right now, Father. I thank you and I give you praise, Lord. I just thank you. Let every word that we, every one of your oracles be of you, from you, Lord, and not from us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we're not speaking anything but what you tell us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you now, Father. We thank you now. We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen and amen. Amen. We just thank God on today for another opportunity. We give God praise on today. Hallelujah. For he is who he is. He's God and God all by himself. I just thank him for allowing me. Hallelujah. To be here. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. For my life. Hallelujah. He did have to let me live. He did have to let me be here. But I just thank him. Hallelujah. For he is good. He better than blessed. In the name of Jesus. We're getting ready to go further on into our service. Start off with our testimony and service on today. We thank and praise God today. For just, like I say, for life and a heart to seek after him while he may be found, because he said, my spirit will not always strive with me, and I just want to seek him while he may be found, call upon his name, while he's near, hallelujah, for my God is an awesome God, hallelujah, and I just thank and praise him more today. I give God glory today. You know, every day it's a testimony. Every day I'm so grateful to be on top of the ground and the ground not standing on me. Every day I'm thankful that I'm not suffering and sick. In the name of Jesus, I'm just thankful today that I got a covering. Even my husband, but we got a covering, the Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I just thank and praise God today. I give him all praise and glory. I magnify his name on today. He is an awesome God, hallelujah. I just thank God, hallelujah, for he is good. I thank God that
none of my, I didn't get a call last night, and all of my family is fine. My aunt and my brother last week had surgery, and my aunt did too, and my brother has since went home, hallelujah, to his house on the east side, and my aunt is still there, but she's there only for therapy. So I thank and praise God. It could have been the other way around, hallelujah. They could have been going to their other home, hallelujah. So I just thank and praise God that God worked on their behalf, and the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I thank God for prayer, hallelujah. I give God praise and glory. I just thank God for my husband and how God has blessed him, how he raised him up from his sick bed, and no more sick bed for him. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for it. I thank and praise God for everything that he do for me. I thank and praise God for it. So many things, hallelujah. So many times I didn't know which way to go. But you know God, all you have to do is think about God. He is the one. He is the one for everything. I don't care what kind of problem you have. There is no problem too large or too big for the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of test or trial. God can, if he bring you to it, he's going to take you through it. I give him praise and glory. And it's just so many things now that we need to stay focused in and stay not leaning to one way and going this way. We can't have no double-mindedness when it comes to the Lord and to his kingdom work. So I thank God for that. That's my testimony today. He don't have to, do a big thing for me. He's just waking me up. Just waking me up with all the activities of my limb, not a portion, but all of them. With my mind ready to praise him. That's enough for me. I just thank God for food and clothing and a shelter over me. I thank God for it. I just thank and praise God for it. So I'm going to yield the floor if there's anyone else with a testimony on today. This is your finest hour. Amen. Amen. If not, I will have a song. Play a song.
Shadow of the sun.
weapon formed against me shall prosper. Is there any more testimonies today? We thank and praise God. We're not going to hold testimony and service open too much longer. We're going to go right on into our praise and worship. Just one second.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up life.
If you don't have any hope, man, life is hardly not worth living. But if you can believe, if you can just believe
Only believe God will help you. All you have to do to have a faith of a grain of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. And God will help and bless you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God on today. We're going to listen to one more praise and worship song, and then we're going to go into the Word of God. Amen.
I know he wants.
charges on a sparrow, and I know that he watches me. Hallelujah. We just want to thank and praise God for our praise and worship. We're going to get ready to go right on into the Word of God. And today we have with us in our speaker on today, all the way from St. Louis, Missouri, we have Prophetess Lisa Harris. I want to present this time and introduce to others, no other than Ms. Prophetess Lisa Harris. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Deborah Deans, for your welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to share what I believe God has been giving me. And hello and a shout out to End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. And God bless all those of you in the broadcast and radio land. And happy Super Bowl Sunday to our sports people. I don't want to miss anyone. And Jehovah God the Father is my Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit is my Spirit of truth and comfort. My God, He is one. Amen. And He's the head of my life, and I thank God for it. I won't be before you long. I've been just trying to discern all that God would have for me. It's just so much. So I'm asking that you pray my strength in the Lord and that the Holy Ghost move and God have His way. Amen.
Amen.
The subject that I want to present today, by the grace of God, is You Have Been Chosen by the Chief. That's the title for anyone who wants the title. You Have Been Chosen by the Chief. Yeshua HaMashiach, and I submit to you today to understand who the chief is. We must understand who the chief is. We need to understand his likes and his dislikes. We need a true revelation of who our chief is. Amen.
Yes.
With that being said, I want to say if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I want to encourage you to press on and push on and endure to the end and know that you can make it through Christ. Yeah. You've been chosen, and you've not been chosen just by anybody. You've been chosen by the chief cornerstone, the chief Messiah, the chief prophet, the chief who is the second person of the Godhead. And we only have one God, amen, but he's one in three persons, amen. But he's the chief, and he's the chief. He's such a chief that God the Father, Jehovah, gave the revelation to the prophet Isaiah back in Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 9, and said that unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born. And he's the counselor, the prince of peace, the everlasting father. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then in another place, God said that every tongue, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. The psalmist David, I believe, and forgive me for not knowing all the scriptures, but in the psalmist David said in one of the psalms that the Lord said to my Lord, take a seat until I make all your enemies your footstool. God had a counsel with God himself. Hallelujah. And the counsel of God, our God in his infinite wisdom and his infinite omnipotent power, had a counsel with himself. And he said to himself, you just be calm because you the chief, and I'm going to make all your enemies your footstool. We already knew.
Yes.
I know who I am. I am the I am that I am. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
Lord.
In Revelation, John tells us in Revelation, the book of Revelation, which is the last book in the canon that we use for the Holy Bible, the 66 books, the revelation is about the revelation of Christ, the full revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. And we find out that he is the Alpha and the Omega. So I'm not lying to you. He's the chief. Chief means the head honcho. Chief means the leader of the bunch. Hallelujah. Chief is the untouchable. The chief is the one who makes the law, commands the law, and demands that the law be enforced. Amen. He's the one that tells you when to go to war and when to stop the war. He's the chief. Amen. Yes. So
Amen.
I want
Amen.
To inform you that if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've been chosen by the chief. Hallelujah. He's the chief over everything in the universe, in all the worlds that have been framed and formed by God, since God in himself is the Godhead, God the Father, Jehovah, God the Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer. And then we have God, the Holy Spirit. He is one. Hallelujah. God the Father sent his only begotten Son, which really means that God had his own self reincarnated on the earth to be born through a Virgin Mary. Hallelujah. A miraculous birth so that we could not get him confused with no one else. He was walked the earth and lived without sin. Hallelujah. But he died on a cross for our sins. Hallelujah. I'm trying to convince you and help you get a deeper revelation about who you've been chosen by so that you can have more of an inclination. You can wrap your mind around, I can win the game. This is a huddle. Amen. We're just coming to huddle together, you know, like they doing for the Super Bowl. This is our Super Bowl huddle. Just a few minutes. We want to just gleam. I can't even begin. I say, Lord, really, you took me this deep. I can't even begin because I had something else that I just knew God wanted me to do. And then at the last minute, he had me flipping through. I'm like, really, Lord? But we just want to gleam. Hey, the Rosa, if we just glean from what God has for us, it can take us a long way. Just a little touch from Jesus. Hallelujah. The old mothers and fathers used to say, a little touch with Jesus, it'll make it all right. Just a little prayer with Jesus, he'll make it all right. If you'll just believe just a little bit about Jesus, he can turn your world around. He can turn your upside right. Hallelujah. He can make your right wrong and your wrong right. He can he's the best lover you'll ever have. Hallelujah. He's a rock in the weary land. He is the chief. He's your water when you are thirsty. He's your bread when you're hungry. In John, Jesus tells, he tells his disciples who he is. Hallelujah. Let me back up and let me just say a special prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for another day of life. I thank you for all who are under the sound of my voice. Father God, I pray that you will cleanse me of all unrighteousness, Lord. Let me use me as your vessel, Lord. I can do nothing without you, but with you I can do all things. Lord, I just want to serve you. I just want to be a blessing to anyone who hears anything that you have me to share. Let this be your word and not mine, oh God. I am yours and you are mine. Be pleased to favor and bless me in this hour, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in your sight. And let this word germinate and let it have power and let it grow in our lives and let it bless us and penetrate anything that's not like you and let it proliferate, oh God, into great things according to your divine and perfect will. It's in Jesus' name I pray and give you thanks. Amen. So, let me just go, if I could, to the scripture, Matthew, I believe it's Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16. My theme that God has me on is love. God is love. And all that we do, we must do in and through God is with love. We must have the love of God in our hearts. Otherwise, what we're doing, because God is concerned with the motives of our hearts. So I'm still talking about understanding who the chief is. Because if you understand, if you can get the chief right, If you can get your premise right, your foundation is right, your understanding of what you're doing and who God is, if that's right, then I believe we can get it right. Once we understand who God is, then we begin to get a better revelation of who we are. If you understand who God is through Christ, that God is Christ, because John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1 says, in the beginning was God, was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah. So I'm kind of moving kind of fast, but I'm just trying to share. Yeah, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So that's talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the incarnate Logos, Word of God. He framed the world with God. Amen. And when he entered into the world, he became flesh. He was the Logos, Word of God, the Holy Word of God that became flesh. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We have a God
that
became human so that we can become divine. I've heard that said before. I think that's a good expression. If you want to use your divine imagination to understand who your chief is, you understand who your chief is, who your God is, who your creator is, then you understand who you are. Hallelujah. As a son or a daughter
Hallelujah.
Of God, as a child of God, as a chosen generation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. A royal priesthood. You're a king's child. They say king's kid. I'm trying to not use the word kid because kid is a goat. And in the end, God, Jesus said he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. But when we say king's kid, we mean child. We mean child as a human child. We're not talking about goats. But I just wanted to bring that out, how important it is to understand language and words and the words that we speak and how we communicate. What we say out of our mouths has power because of who you were created by and who you've been chosen by. If you've been chosen by the chief cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ, then you need to know what you're saying. You need to understand that your words have power. The Bible says that power is in the power of life and death is in the tongue. And right now I'm going to speak life.
Hallelujah.
And prosperity. And Deuteronomy, God says, choose you this day what you want. You can choose death and destruction, or you can choose life and prosperity. So God not only wants you to choose life, he said, if you're going to live, you're going to prosper if you're going to be obedient to my commands. Now, if you choose death, you're choosing destruction. You choose death, you're choosing to be destroyed. You're choosing to be you're choosing to be a generation of destroyers. You're choosing the Satan as the father of lies as your father. If you're choosing death, if you're choosing destruction, there is no death and destruction in God. He can destroy you, but God is a God of life, a God of love, a God of power, a God of production, a God of prosperity.
Yes.
You should prosper. Hallelujah. I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care how low you go. You're going to prosper.
Yes.
But you need to get a revelation of who Jesus is so that you can do it on purpose. Hallelujah. Hey.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, God.
Man.
But if we could take Matthew 16, I just wanted, that was the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 that I just read. And now I just want to flip quickly to Matthew 16, and I believe it's verse 13. Yeah. Let's see, where is that? Yes, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said to them,
mm-hmm.
Well, who do you say that I am? So I submit to you in this hour, as we just go through this word from God, think about who you say Jesus Christ is to you. And the reason why is important, after your initial, you're probably saying to yourself, well, I've already accepted Jesus Christ, and everybody knows that he's the Savior, and everybody knows that he died on the cross, that they whipped him all night long, and that by his stripes I'm healed, and he was crucified to the cross, and his atoning blood saves my life and covers me. It's the propitiation of my sins, and I'm forgiven. I'm eternally forgiven for my sins, and Jesus Christ is my Redeemer in that. I'm put back in right relationship with God the Father, because no one can stand before God if you're not holy. If you're not righteous, you can't walk up and have no relationship with God the Father, Jehovah, the Godhead. That's why you need to know who he is. Yeah, because the Bible says he's going to rule sinner. Amen. So you need to understand and be convinced of who he is. You know why? Because part of your assignment on this earth is to give God glory. And one of the ways you do that is to share what you've been freely given. The Bible, Jesus said, freely you have received, freely you give. So whatever God given talents or gifts that you have, you are to share that with your neighbors. You're to share that with your enemies. You're to share that with your family. You're to share that wherever you go. Some type of way you need to let the Holy Spirit use you so that God can bring the nations unto himself. Because he said he's not willing that any should perish, but everybody will have everlasting life. And the only way for anyone to have everlasting life in eternal glory with God, Jehovah, Yahweh, is through Jesus Christ, accepting him as Lord and Savior. And it's important that you get it in we get it in our spirits to understand new and fresh ways of sharing that and articulating that, so that we can talk in the language of the people that we're talking to. Amen.
Amen.
So he said to them, who do you say that I am? This is Jesus talking to his disciples. And then Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. And that was because he was getting closer to the time where the elders and the Sadducees and the religious leaders were going to persecute him and put him to death on the cross. So that's why he was going incognito, because the time was not yet, but it was drawing nigh. Amen. But this is not the time, hallelujah, to keep that to yourself. Even if we must learn discreet ways of sharing, we can be wise as serpents but as innocent as doves. We have to be creative. You can't always just go out there like John the Baptist and yell from the rooftop. It might be something you do. It might be the way you carry yourself that draws people to you, and they begin to ask you questions. How did you overcome this? I seen how the supervisor did you. I seen how your family treated you. I seen how your best friend slept with this or did that. How are you still moving like you doing? I seen them take everything you got and you still praising God. I seen you make a mistake, but God brought you back. I seen you on your deathbed. I seen you sick. I seen you. We thought you was going crazy, but now you're clothing your right mind and you still talking about Jesus. I seen you fall short. I seen you fall. I seen you get weak, and now you're strong as ever. I seen you create. I seen you do that miracle after you left, after you prayed. It seemed like nothing was happening, but after you left, your works followed you, and we knew you were from God. So you draw people by just being who God would want you to be. And that we get that by abiding in Christ, as we find in John, in Gospel of John 16. by abiding with Christ, abiding in the Word of God. So Jesus asked him, who did they say? They said, well, he's a prophet. And they were going around, you know, when you the chief, when you the head honcho, when you working with something, you working with some power, and you doing power and demonstration, and you doing something righteous, and you doing something good, and you blinging like that for God, you people are going to start asking questions.
Yeah.
They might not come directly to you. You might not know people are having a conversation with you, people out there in radio land. Somebody might be out there, you haven't accepted Christ yet, but just because you have not publicly accepted him does not mean you don't belong to him. But once you get a revelation of who God is, that he is the chief, who Jesus is, Jesus the Christ, the chief cornerstone. Once you get a revelation, then you'll understand who you are, and it'll be no problem for you to come forth and give him glory. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I won't be before you long. I did want to jump to just one or two more scriptures. Do I have time, Apostle?
Yes, you have a little more time.
Okay. The next verse I wanted us to look at is 1 Peter chapter 2. We could turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. We're still talking about the chief. Just want to talk about who Jesus is just a moment to set that foundation that we have the understanding of who he is. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 2. And just for the fullness, I want to read that whole thing because I think it's great. Now, this is a word by the gospel was preached to you. Therefore, laying aside, this is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby, and if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Hallelujah. And so because of that, we ought to live honorably before God and live a holy life, style before God, and this is pleasing to him, that we live holy and that we love God with all our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
This is our Christian duty. And so this is when I said that you have been chosen by the chief. I think that that verse really tells us who we are. But you are a chosen generation. You're chosen by Christ. And Christ was rejected by men. Even his own people, the Jews who were waiting on the Messiah, did not all accept him. And today, there are Jews being converted into Christianity. And I know Christianity has become a political, social, political buzzword. But let me just frame the term Christian. When I use the term Christian, I'm talking about the believer in Christ Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the follower, the disciple of Christ. Those who follow, who've accepted Christ Jesus as the Lord and Savior, and who knows that God the Father, Jehovah, sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, on the earth to die for our sins. But we also have to understand that Jesus was 100% human. He was begotten of the Father. That's because we speak in that language so we can understand that God put himself in a body and now resides on the earth. And we understand that Jesus is God. And then after Jesus died and was resurrected on the third day, he descended into hell. Then he came back to resurrected. Then he ascended. After spending time with the disciples, he went back to heaven. And then he told them, I must leave you, and I know you don't want me to leave you because you want me to be here in person with you, but if I don't go, then I can't send you the helper. Hallelujah. Who is the helper? Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not a it. It's a he. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit of the true and living God, and besides our God, there is no other. The Jewish Shema is God, our God, he is one. Hallelujah. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And we must love the God with all our heart, mind, and soul. So we must understand who the chief is. The chief is Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone that the builders rejected. And it's built on Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone built on the apostles and the prophets. Amen. On that foundation.
Amen.
So as you understand who the chief is and you understand that you were chosen by the chief, you're a chosen generation. I want to lift somebody's lead today. I want to encourage somebody today. I want to inspire someone today just by the word of God that you are a chosen generation. I know that you seem like you're the black sheep of the family. I know that you're not accepted with your old friends no more because you can't go and do the things that you used to do like you used to do them. If God allows you to be around your old friends, it's so you can go back and get them and let them know that you've been chosen. You want to let them know about the chief because you've got orders. We're in the middle of a war because the war started in heaven. And the Bible says that Lucifer was one of the most beautiful angels. We now call him Satan. But he was so glamorous and so glorious in his splendor, how God created him. He got messed up with himself and thought that he could be God. He thought he could take the place of God. He got arrogant and he got proud, and so God had to kick him out. But when he left, see, this is how evil does. This is how bad influence does. When the people don't want to just be miserable by themselves, they want to convince you that you shouldn't keep your marriage. Well, mine going down the drain. Ain't no man good. Ain't nobody no good. And if you're a man, man, them women ain't no good. You might as well not marry none of them. Let's play all of them. Let's play. Let's get us some baby mamas and get us some baby mama drama. If they want to go steal because they won't work, well, we ain't got to work. We too smart to work. Let's wait and hit somebody upside the head. See, Satan took a third of the angels with him, and God kicked them out of heaven. And guess where he kicked them? On the earth. But see, when we can start, God can finish. Amen. And I believe that's why we have a war now. There's a war going on for the souls of men right now. Those of us who accepted Christ, it's a done deal. We are victorious. That's just the bottom line. If you have really been saved, falling away should not be in your vocabulary. You ought to keep it in the back of your mind, because Jesus in Revelation tells us we need to fight and make sure we don't lose our crown. So if you make a mistake or something gets off track, I advise you just to stay, repent and turn. Keep pushing it. Keep moving it. And go get somebody else while you at it. And I think the best thing to way to deal with hypocrisy, since people always want to say that Christians are hypocrites, when we are trying to make it just like they are, but we got the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, but we're still human, amen? The way to overcome hypocrisy is to be honest. If you don't want to tell somebody your business, you let them know, hey, that's closed doors for you. I have to answer to somebody, but it might not be you. You know what I'm saying? Or
that's
you
right.
can help them understand, look, I am human. But being human does not mean that you got to make a mistake. It's a lot of superhuman beings out here. We've got some very talented, brilliant people that God can use, but they don't always give God glory. Amen? So being human don't mean you just won't automatically fail. And so if you're human with the Holy Ghost, you can overcome some things. It's people that don't even call on the name of Jesus that live good, awesome, clean lives, amen? But still, hey, one thought can take you to hell. One action can take you to hell. If you violate any of the Ten Commandments, tell a little lie, cheat one time, say something bad to your mama or daddy, say something bad about them, think wrong, you know, say a curse word, steal, or whatever it is, and you don't have Jesus to repent for, because you can't go and sacrifice animals no more. God got rid of that institute. Hallelujah. Now we have the institute of the Christ. You come to Christ, and you repent in the name of Jesus, and you ask God to cleanse you from your sins. But all those benefits are to those who will accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. I have one more scripture I want to share, and then I'll be ready to close if I have but just one more minute. Just talking about who the chief is.
Amen.
In the, let's see, just a moment. Here it is in Revelation chapter 1. Now, Revelation was written by John the Revelator. John was one of the apostles, and in the Gospels of the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and all them, usually they are talking about who explain who Jesus is. Oh, God! Oh, I just lost my thought. But anyway, Jesus is. John is known as the one who Jesus loved. This John that wrote Revelation, the book of Revelation, the last book of the canon, the 66-book canon that we know as the Holy Bible, this John that wrote this is, and there are some, you know, scholarly arguments, but for the most part, scholars agree that this is John, the apostle of Christ, and that would make sense. The one that loved Jesus, and at the Last Supper, he's the one that laid his head on Jesus' breast. You know, they were sorrowful because Jesus let them know that, you know, basically it was time for him to face his martyrdom. It was time for them to lay hands on him, and Jesus was letting them know. So this was a sorrowful time, and John is the one. He's also the one that Jesus called John with his brother James. They were known by Jesus as the sons of thunder. Hallelujah. So this is that John, amen, the John that wrote the gospel that talks about Jesus. When Jesus reveals himself, he's the apostle that wrote in his gospel more about the divine nature of Christ. In his gospels, you'll find that, like Gospel of John, first chapter, he said, in the beginning was the Word. He lets us know that Jesus Christ was the Logos Word, the Word of God, and then he became flesh. Also, in the middle of that Gospel of John, he shares how Jesus revealed who he is. Jesus said, I am the vine. I am the true vine. And you must stay connected to me in order to be connected to God, in order to live. He said, I am the bread of life. If you would take of me, you will never hunger. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm trying to share news. I'm so excited I can get myself together. He says, I am, hallelujah, the water of life. If you drink me, if you drink from my well, you'll never be thirsty again. He told the woman at the well, The woman at the well, that story, that's in John. And they said he must go through Samaria.
Lord.
He wanted to talk with the woman at the well. Hallelujah. If anyone who wants to understand that women can preach, women can proclaim the gospel, the woman at the well dropped her well bucket. Hallelujah. She got so excited about meeting Jesus once she got a revelation. Somebody needs to get a revelation about who your God is, who your Jesus, who your Savior is. And I bet you'll drop your bucket. You may have to go back to work the next day, but when you go back, you can be on fire for the Lord and tell somebody about Jesus, even if you have to say it quietly, if you have to whisper and tell them, look, you know what, I just got to share with somebody, you know, when something exciting go on, you know, when you're a woman and your husband, you know, it's Valentine's Day, and he hooked you up with the 24 dozen of roses, and they're bloomed, and they smell good, they got the whole house fragrant, and he went and got the best chocolate, and it's still, you can still taste it in your mouth right now, and it was yesterday when you ate it. He fixed your dinner, took you to the best restaurant. You'll go and tell your girlfriend, even though you know you're sneaking on the break, and you say, girl, you know my husband, he hooked me up. Oh, it was just a beautiful time, and you ain't got that much time, but just imagine how Jesus is a lover, hallelujah, to the thirsty soul, the soul that needs love, the soul that needs saving, the soul that's hurt, the soul that's broken. Now, if you've been broken, I'm a witness. He'll put you back together again. Now, if you've been sick, he'll heal you. But the intimacy with God is so far greater than what he can give you tangibly to make you a millionaire or a billionaire. That's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket to God. I know it is because the psalmist says that the nations, hallelujah, are dropping a bucket to God. So any nation that will make God their God, they will be blessed and blessed indeed. But any nation that won't accept God and won't bow down to God needs to know that God is laughing. Even as you think that you're going to continue to persecute his prophets and his preachers, even if you think you're going to persecute the Christians and you're not going to let them pray in school and you want to take the Ten Commandments out of everywhere because you don't want people to do right because you want to lock them up instead. You want them to go wrong. You want them to make them a slave. You want them to go wrong so you can do something to them. But the devil is a liar today because Jesus is a keeper and he's so merciful. If you remember what I read in that verse earlier today, it says that he chose you when you were not a people, when you weren't aware that you were dirty, when you weren't aware how low down and wrong you were, when you weren't aware that you were unholy and you were unkept. You won't run aware of all your sins because this is just how we do it. Over here, this is how we do it. In my house, this is how I was raised and this is how I grew up. Ooh, why you weren't aware when you were deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, when cursing sound like everyday talk. Submit to you once you come to know Jesus and know who the chief is. Every word you say will begin to be magnified in your own senses. And you'll repent and get down on your face before God and say, Lord, I'm godly sorry. Forgive me of all my sins. Ooh, I'm telling you right now, when you get a deeper revelation of Jesus, the Christ, even if you've been immaculately clean and you so used to being on top, you the top dog, the head honcho, you good squeaky clean, can't nobody find nothing on you. But if you have a real good talk with the Lord and let him go and check you, you'll find something you got a little straightened up to do. You jump on the potter's wheel ask him to fix it because he's just that good. You'll be aware of yourself and you'll say, my, what a good God I serve. He can meet me where I am. If I get beside myself, he'll tap me with the sweetest voice and say, come over here. That's what he did in Revelations when he talked to the churches. He said, you do good here. I know you teach, and I know you've been persecuted, but you won't deny me. I like that, but this is one thing you need to work on. Return to me, I'm your first love. You gotta keep me first. I know I bless you with a fine husband, and I know, young man, I gave you a beautiful wife, but I need you to keep me first. I know I blessed you with a mansion, and you thought you'd never live in one. Now your bank account ain't, you don't even count your money no more. Don't have to look at the prices in the store, but I need you to bring your tithes and your offering to my house of prayer, so there will be meat in my house for my people that are lacking. I know you preach and you teach real, real good, but I want some intimate time with you. It's things I want to say to you about you, not just about your congregation, not just about your spouse and your family, not just about the nation, ooh, but it's something I want to tell you personally. Hallelujah. I'm just talking about understanding who the chief is, the chief cornerstone. So if you've been rejected, but you know you're serving God all you can, just know you're in good company. Amen. If you have not accepted Christ, but you're not satisfied and you can't get, you know, your friends were great and you got money, you got everything, you don't know what's missing, I would submit to you, get to know the chief, Jesus the Christ. And this is the last thing he said. This is how you can understand that Jesus is 100% man and 100% God. We know he's 100% man because he died on the cross. And when the Bible says he died, hallelujah, he showed up died, hallelujah. He's got witnesses that he died. They pierced him in his side to make sure that he did. And the Bible says that blood and water ran down his side, hallelujah. They crucified him. They wanted to kill him. And they beat him real good. They pulled out his beard. If they didn't believe that he was human, they did by the time they had abused him. They pierced his hands. They stretched him real, real wide. They pierced his feet. Yeah, and he hung there. He hung there between two thieves. Yes. And they still needed ministering. And he didn't leave or give up the ghost until he had said all that needed to be said. He didn't give up the ghost until one thief denied him and the other asked for salvation. And he didn't give up the ghost until the Roman soldier asked him, can I give you this sour wine, this bitter cup? He didn't give up the ghost until he had that last prayer with Jesus, with the Lord God, and said, why have you forsaken me, oh my God? God. So we know that he's 100% human because they said they took him down and they had to put him in a borrowed tomb. Hallelujah. His friends that knew him, hallelujah, his disciples that came and they treated him and they put the women, they put the herbs on him and they knew for sure that he was dead. So if anybody was going to tell the truth, it was them because they were godly sorrowful. Their mourning let him know he was dead. He really, really did die. So we know he really was human. So you need to know your salvation. It is paid with an awesome price. Hallelujah. This man was without sin. He paid a price we could not pay and one that he did not owe. Hallelujah. How can you deny him? Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
John,
Jesus.
In the first chapter, shows us how Jesus is God. He was sent from the Godhead. Hallelujah. And if he's his son, and God the Father is God, then that makes Jesus Christ God. Because if you're the son of a human man, that means you are human. If you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this right here, the last thing I want us to drive home, the divinity and the godly, that Christ is God, Jesus is God, is his own words to John the Revelator in chapter 1, verse 8. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. So no one else talks about being the Alpha and Omega but God the Father. And God the Father, Jehovah, yeah, will share his glory with no one. So that leaves us to believe and understand for sure that Jesus can be nothing else but God. Hallelujah. So that is the revelation that if you've been chosen, you have been chosen by the chief. And I'm submitting to you that you need to understand who Jesus Christ is to you. And let Jesus the Christ be your Savior and not your stumbling block. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice who has not accepted Christ Jesus in the pardon of their sins, I want to invite you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The kingdom of righteousness. And to its eternal glory, this kingdom that I'm offering you through Christ, it cannot be shaken. It will never fail. It will never end. This is an eternal kingdom. This kingdom will last longer than the earth. This kingdom will last longer than the universe. This kingdom is the kingdom of God. And the Bible tells us to seek first his kingdom, God, and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom and God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. So let Jesus the Christ be your Savior and not your stumbling block. Hallelujah. While we have time, because there is a day, we're in the dispensation of grace, but there will be a time when God's judgment will enter upon the whole earth. Hallelujah. So you don't want to be caught without having insurance. Everybody tells you need to have insurance, insurance for your health, insurance for your life, you know. And so if you want to have insurance, you really want to be covered, let me tell you now, let me sell you this policy and let's close this deal for you today. Jesus, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is the best insurance policy you can ever get. Not only are you covered while you're here on this earth, hallelujah, but when you step over to the other side, hallelujah, you're still covered in his eternal glory, hallelujah. And you'll see, meet your maker with a smile. He'll still send angels to come and get you. And if you don't die, you're going to get wrapped up. And the Bible says that when Jesus comes to get us and we're raptured up with him, we'll be as he is. And we'll see him as he is. But right now, let your faith imagine that you are created in the image of God and that you are powerful. And that God holds you accountable for every word, thought, and deed. And that you still have time for his grace and mercy. And that you still are covered. If you would only accept Jesus as your Christ, your Lord and Savior. And then he said, if you accept me and you are saved, I'll save you and your whole household. Hallelujah. So if you can and love everybody else more than you love yourself. And you don't love yourself enough, you think you big and bad enough to go to hell. Think about your child, your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband, whoever you love so much. Think about them. Think about your best friends. God said if you get saved, hallelujah, I'll save you and your whole household. The doors of the church are open. Amen. And to God be the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Is that it? Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We just want to thank Prophetess Harris for the dynamic sermon on today that she really preached out with the power of the Holy Ghost on today. We just want to thank her for just the word. We want to thank her for even being available to be used by God. And, you know, people, they so impatient and all of this because most of them hung up already. But we just thank and praise God for who God left on here. And we give God glory and praise on today. We're going to get ready to close out. We went a little longer, but if you can't stand long enough for God, he won't stand long enough for you. So, you know, we have to be patient. And I thank and praise God for on today. We thank you so much, Prophetess Harris, for being letting God, the Holy Ghost, lead you. We're not on a system or a program. We're just on God's time. So I thank
Amen.
And praise God.
Amen.
Father,
God be the glory.
We just thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Logos word. We thank you, Lord, for the Rhema word. We thank you today. We thank you for using Prophetess on today. We thank you for everyone that was on our radio broadcast and radio land. Lord, we ask you to keep them covered today. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. You all go in peace and have a blessed day. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.